their hearts also became hard. Why? They just left it. They didn't do anything about it. They didn't follow up. So the heart also becomes hard. When a person continuously does good deeds, good amal, and is careful about it, then this heart also remains soft. Like that soil that is being watered all the time, it remains soft. Leave it for some time and let the sun just bake on it, you'll see that soil will become hard. So the heart also, if you leave out those good amal that you're doing, the heart also becomes hard. So anyway, this first hadith we'll do on Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص رضي الله عنه says النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام told me يا عبد الله أو عبد الله لا تكن مثل فلان كان يقوم الليل فترك قيام الليل متفق عليه أو عبد الله don't be like that person, don't be like such and such a person. He used to perform the Tahajjud Salat and then after that he just left out the Tahajjud Salat. He never continued performing it. He didn't continue that habit. So don't be like such a person. And in fact, this was the outstanding trait and outstanding quality of our Akabir and our elders. As the Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi had written to Mawlana Shabir Ali Danvi rahmatullah alayhi, he said, I want to know about this one student of my father. His father, Mawlana Zakariya sahab's father, his name was Mawlana Muhammad Yahya sahab. He said, there was one student my father had, one outstanding student. His name was Mawlana Abdullah Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi. I want to know a little bit about his early life. I don't know too much about him. So this Mawlana Shabir Ali rahmatullah alayhi, he replies in that letter and he tells the Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly, that your time and your effort in learning deen and disseminating deen, so much of time and effort you're putting in it is bound to have an effect on your health. But it is actually ignorance on my part now to suggest to you that you must take out time and have a break. Because your time is interwoven. Your time is interwoven with you learning deen and disseminating deen. And your resting is also interwoven. So it is foolish for me now to tell you take out time and go have a rest. Like what so many of us would do. We say, no, I'm just taking, I need a break. So I'm going to this country, I'm going to that country for a break. So it is foolish for me to tell you to take a break. But what I will do is I'll make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that together with your busyness of learning and teaching and being involved in your dini activities, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you good health in this, and may Allah Pak give you rest whilst you are doing your dini khidmat, rather than me even suggesting to you that go and take a break. So this was showing that what level of istiqamat Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi had. So anyway, he says, I'll tell you about my ustad, Mawlana Abdullah Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi. He said, I was adopted by Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi. Mawlana Shabir Ali Tanvi was a family member of Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi. From a young age, Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi had adopted him. He said, when I was 6 years old, Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi had the fikr for my studies, then how I can be taught by the correct person, how my tarbiyat can be made. So he was worried about this. So he went to Mawlana Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, who was like his sheikh. He would take direction from him. And when he went there, then my father was, then your father, meaning Muhammad Yahya sahab, was also there. So he said, I went and asked him that I got this young boy with me. I'm worried about his tarbiyat. So Muhammad Yahya sahab was there. He said, I've got the perfect person for you. There's a young alim that trained under me that I taught him. His name is Mawlana Abdullah Gangohi rahmatullah. He's the right person to teach this young boy that is with you. The young boy, meaning Mawlana Shabir Ali, that Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah had adopted. So he says that Mawlana Abdullah Gangohi had come, and from a young age, from the age of 6, right till age of 14, he taught me. And my wage at that time, when Mawlana Abdullah Gangohi rahmatullah's wage at that time, was 10 rupees a month. But he taught with such diligence and such istiqamat, he didn't give it up. When this boy was 14 years old, this Mawlana Shabir Ali Tanvi rahmatullah was 14 years old, and now he needed to take a transfer to a bigger madrasa. This ustad was so dedicated, Mawlana Abdullah Gangohi rahmatullah, he was the ustad, he was so dedicated that he says that I will go with the student to the bigger madrasa. I will go with him, I won't let him go alone, because his whole life I had been teaching him and now he's not used to a big environment. How is he going to manage? So he asked permission from Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah, let me go with him. So Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah asking him, you're going to go there, how are you going to come out? In other words, what are you going to do for the earning? Yeah, you're getting paid by the madrasa, this 10 rupees a month, what are you going to do? He said, I'll go with this young boy and I'll work during the day in the city. I'll get something, but at least I'll be there for him. So Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi was so happy with this that Mawlana Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi said, when I read that also, I began to cry. That what a level of dedication he had. And he taught this boy from the age of 6 to 14, and then he went with him also to the madrasa and he was prepared to work. But when he went there to Saranpur, then automatically they saw the quality of this teacher. So they said, no, person like you, we will employ you in the madrasa. So Allah Pak made it such that he got a job in the madrasa and he got a much higher wage there also. Then when this boy, Mawlana Shabir Ali Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, had qualified, he wanted to study even further now in another madrasa. So then he tells him, now I can see that you have grown up and you're able to carry yourself. And then he makes dua for him and he allows him now to go to Deoband, and he goes and he studies in Deoband. But this was the level of istiqama that they had, that at all times, no matter what the condition was, they didn't give up those good amal, they didn't just give it up like that. They continued despite not having a salary, or despite a very petty salary and not having any job or anything. But that level of istiqamah was always there. So therefore he had even written to Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Abdullah and told him that it's foolish for me even to suggest this to you, because that istiqamah that you've got, that level of perseverance that you've got, this is something that you will never leave. So may Allah Pak also give us the tawfiq of bringing that istiqamah in our life. Whatever little good deeds we may have, continue. We should continue right up till our dying day. At least that will be counted amongst those amals and actions that we did right up till the day we have left our that our soul has left our bodies. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, lashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillah.